I'm Marco Werman with The World. 11 billion cubic meters, that's billion with a B. That's how much water the Mosul Dam in northern Iraq holds back. And Iraqi and American engineers alike are warning that the dam is at serious risk of failing. The dam was only recently wrested from ISIS control, but the locals still say, only half-jokingly, that the Mosul Dam is more dangerous than the Islamic State. Reporter Rebecca Collard talked to some of the people who live downstream.
Amina Mohammed has lived in the village of Wana on the banks of the Tigris River her whole life. She was here during the years of Saddam Hussein and the U.S. war. She even lived under ISIS. They surprised us one afternoon, she says, recalling the day ISIS swept into Wana in 2014. They just entered the village. Early last year, Kurdish Peshmerga fighters pushed ISIS out of Wana with the help of U.S. airstrikes. But a potentially bigger threat looms just 6 miles upstream. The deteriorating Mosul Dam, which is holding back billions of cubic meters of water. In February, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad issued a warning to American citizens about the possibility of the dam's collapse, on top of its already stern warnings about travel to Iraq.
Lala.
I wasn't scared of the water before, Mohammed says. But then I heard the news about the dam, and now I'm terrified. Upstream at the dam, workers are doing maintenance 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have to, just to keep it intact. The Mosul Dam isn't even that old. It was built in the early 80s, one of many grand infrastructure projects rolled out by Saddam and his Ba'ath Party. From the outset, there were problems. The riverbed here is composed of unstable soil and gypsum, a mineral that dissolves as water runs through it. In 2006, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers called it the most dangerous dam in the world. Now cracks form daily in the structure, requiring constant grouting to keep it from collapsing. Engineer Akil Muslim oversees the maintenance. His office is a big wood desk down a tunnel hundreds of feet inside the dam. Here, water pools on the floor. It takes 100 people, engineers and workers, he says, to keep the maintenance going. He says some cracks are small, but others take up to 50 tons of cement to fill. This maintenance is not optional, he says. But the work did stop for several months when ISIS seized control of the dam in 2014. They held it for less than 2 weeks, but even after Iraqi forces and Kurdish Peshmerga reclaimed the dam, it took months for the work to start up again. That may have created a permanent weakness in the structure, according to the U.S. government. Baghdad has signed a contract with an Italian team to help with emergency repairs. They're due to arrive later this month. But Akil Muslim and other Iraqi officials here say the U.S. warnings are overblown. The media tends to exaggerate, says Muslim, but we assure people everything is fine. U.S. officials don't see it that way, and in February they warned 500,000 to 1.47 million Iraqis who live along the Tigris probably would not survive a dam collapse. In Wana, people say the dam is now scarier than ISIS. If the dam does break, Wana would be the first inundated. Residents here don't have an evacuation plan. And while there are sensors on the dam, Wana is so close, they might have only minutes to flee if it did break. Kibia Jamil lives here with her husband and 7 children. She says they don't even have a car if they did need to escape. And leaving their village now isn't an option. We don't want to be displaced, says Jamil. And where would we go? She and others say they won't be pushed from their homes. Not by ISIS and not by this. For The World, Rebecca Collard, Wana, Northern Iraq.